You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Greenpeace has released a letter from the RMA Reform Minister, Chris Bishop, outlining plans to repeal environmental protection standards. Last week, I spoke to Greenpeace Executive Director Russell Norman about this letter and the government's environmental policies more broadly. Here is that interview. What does the letter from Chris Bishop contain?
Basically, Bishop is saying that he plans to unravel a lot of the environmental protection laws that we've had in place, in particular the regulations that have come into place to protect rivers and lakes from water pollution, that they plan to completely overturn the existing rules in place, which were pretty weak in and of themselves, but at least they provided some level of protection for rivers and lakes. That Bishop intends to overturn those.
Why did you think it was important to release the letter?
Look, I think people need to know just how radically anti-environment the new government is. So under the existing freshwater rules, there's a hierarchy of what councils need to consider when they're issuing consents to, say, a dairy farm that wants to extract water. And the hierarchy says the first thing you've got to consider is the health of the water bodies themselves, so healthy rivers and lakes. The second thing is the health of people, like, you know, access to clean drinking water. And only the third priority is commercial interests, so making money from water. And what the government's indicated it intends to do is completely reverse that and put the top priority as making money from water in the other priorities after that, which in a country where we've already got lots of polluted rivers and lakes is extremely worrying.
Do you see Greenpeace able to work with this government on freshwater protections?
No, I mean, at this stage, the government's agenda is really just to launch a war against nature. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It's across the board, whether it's in the climate space where they want to restart oil and gas exploration, or whether it's in the freshwater space. You name it, they're planning to a wide-scale attack on any kind of protections for the environment.
You use the term war against nature. How far beyond freshwater does this go?
It goes across the board. So if you think about seabed mining, the government wants to change the law to enable the destruction of the benthic environment, which is one of the last great wildernesses on the planet, is the ocean floor. They're talking about changing the rules around fishing to allow more destructive fishing practices. And in international bodies just recently, in the last few days, they've been opposing efforts to restrict bottom trawling, which is particularly destructive on oceans. If you think about agriculture, they're talking about, you know, where there's some rules that were put in place around having cows in mud and intensive winter grazing, and they want to roll those back. If you think about in climate change, not only is there the oil and gas exploration ban they want to overturn, but there's the clean car discount, there's funding for bikeways. So really it just goes on and on and on and on in every dimension you can imagine.
Is this much worse than what we saw under the previous government?
It's certainly the previous government was pretty tardy in terms of the protections that it introduced, but at least in many areas it was, if rather timidly, heading in the right direction, whereas this new government has taken a radical turn. I mean, it is a radical and extreme agenda against protection for the environment. So it's unlike anything we've seen for many years.
What are Greenpeace's next steps?
Look, there's going to be, I'm sure, very active opposition from Greenpeace and many other environment NGOs and many other sectors. Once people understand what's at stake, which is, you know, clean, green New Zealand to the extent that we still have it, I think that there will be enormous resistance from civil society. It's just that at this stage, I don't think people really get that it is really the ACT Party with only 8% of the vote that is setting the agenda for the government, or is providing the excuse for the government to embark on a really radical and extreme position in its attack on laws that actually protect the environment.
We've seen a hiatus from groups like School Strike for Climate. Do you expect this kind of mass mobilisation to return?
I think it will, but it's going to take, a bit of rebuilding. I mean, I think the climate movement, like all movements, goes through its ups and downs. And there's been a relatively quiet period for the climate movement. So I would expect that we'll see that people will come back because of, you know, obviously a radical anti-environment government like this. I think people will see the need to actually get active again.
That was Greenpeace Executive Director Russell Norman on environmental protection under this government.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/becasts.